Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, do you have an Elvis slush fund in your office there? How did we get $1,000 for the morning show? That's impressive.
Well, because Greg Stocker asked for donations for the Children of Fallen Officers, and I would have just donated if he asked me. I mean, that's such an important cause, but then he promised that I could. He would play Elvis for a week on the bumper music, so I'm definitely holding him to that. So that's how that happened.
I'm representing Stocker. I'll be serving papers this afternoon on you, Linda.
But and one other thing before we get to what I wanted to talk about. Dom, Rudy is not overrated. Go Irish. I believe blue and gold. My brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew, they all went to Notre Dame. And so I cannot have you maligning that great school. But we have way more important things to talk about, which is protectthevote.com. That is our website where we're recruiting people. And what I want your listeners to know, Dom, is I know there's a lot of noise out there about mail ballots, but more people vote at the polls on Election Day in Pennsylvania than vote by mail. And I need to recruit thousands of people to be in those polling places as poll watchers or poll workers if I can get them a position. And that is so important. So I need the listeners to go to protectthevote.com, take off work on Election Day, November 5th, and be available. Fight back. We don't need to be victims. The victims are the American people who are having to deal with Bidenomics and the chaotic border and everything that they have wrought. We don't need to be victims with this election. We need to win this election and change things.
The upside is every time that you're on, you told us, you see an uptick in people willing to do this. And after this, Linda, I couldn't agree more. You and Scott Presler are quite a tag team as far as things that people can do to be engaged. So how many people have you been able to recruit so far to volunteer?
Oh, I didn't look up those numbers. I can have them next time because I have people who handle that for me. So I can get that for you next time. But what I want your listeners to really, really think about, because people say, well, what good is it to sit in a polling place? So let's think about what's going on in America. We're at a point in time where there is a substantial number of Democrats that compare Trump to Hitler, and they call all Republicans fascists, which means they're calling me a fascist, they're calling you a fascist. And don't we want to watch those folks if they are the ones that are counting our ballots or running our polling places? Because that's the reality. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia and parts of Montgomery County, Chester County, Delaware County, it's all Democrats running the polling places, and it's mostly Democrats counting the ballots. And if someone really believes that Trump is Hitler, and unfortunately there are people like that out there, remember, Hitler killed 6 million people. And if you really and truly think that Trump and the Republicans are like Hitler, wouldn't you not have just an inclination to maybe side with Biden, but a moral duty and make decisions against Trump and for Biden? And that's what we're dealing with. Now, I'm not specifically accusing any one person of doing this, but if you look at just at human nature, humans are humans. And if they really think that Trump is that bad, they'll look at themselves as heroes if they're counting the ballots and not doing the right thing. And that's why we want to just be there to watch. And what I want to say to the election officials is in Republican-led counties, and we certainly have a lot of them in Pennsylvania, Democrats have the right to see what's happening. I just want the same treatment in these Democrat-led counties because we need to watch what's going on. I need you guys, and when I say you guys, I mean your listeners, to watch those guys. And that's why I need people to go to protectthevote.com. This has never been more important. And if you want to hit back about what happened yesterday, please sign up and take off from work on November 5th.
Yeah, exactly right, Linda. People are looking for things to do. And you have been on top of this, anticipating all this. It's not just at the polling place. It's after the votes, however they are processed, and you're involved. Can you tell us any updates on how the actual counting happens and how you have eyes and people on that?
So in every county, there's a place where the counting happens. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia, they still have those parade gates up. So our people have to stand behind parade gates. And I'm not guaranteeing that you can see a lot, but your presence there is so important. And for as much as people talk about mail balloting and counting of mail balloting and stolen elections, when push comes to shove, sometimes it's very difficult for me to have people in there and standing there. And the statute does allow me to have people in there. And I want to have as many people as I'm allowed to be in there watching, because I think the more eyes that are on the process, the more transparency, the less of a chance that there's going to be any shenanigans, any mischief and mayhem. And if you want to do something, if you want to fight back about that judicial hit job yesterday, that's what you can do. The left is coming for us. That was the message that I got. They didn't just hit Trump yesterday. They hit everybody like me who thinks like I do. They're coming for us and everything we hold dear. And we cannot be victims. We can turn this around by electing Trump, and I need people to sign up at protectthevote.com. It's as simple as that. And I'm not promising a really exciting day. It's not going to be an exciting day. Sometimes election work is sheer drudgery, but that's what's needed to win an election.
Not only that, people will feel we're trying to restore the idea in Pennsylvania that we're having a free election. This goes a long way to doing it. And Linda, I think an election, when you get down to it, it's going to be extremely close. I would even predict it'll be closer than the 80,000 votes the last time, probably under 50,000 votes, maybe under 20,000 votes. And we could imagine the potential, as you said, to take out Hitler if it's that close.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they think of us. I mean, you were playing, I think, some clips earlier from those lunatics on The View. If you listen to them, like, these are the things they actually say. And unfortunately, I think there's people listening to that. So we need to combat that. And how do we do that? We make sure that if I have openings, and I have tons of openings, we have good patriotic Americans in there just watching to see what happens, watching to make sure that if someone comes in a polling place and says that they already voted by mail or they got a mail ballot and they lost it, that they're not allowed to vote on the machine. It's as simple as that. There's rules that need to be followed. But we cannot have all of these polling places run by Democrats when we know that Democrats don't want Trump to win and they want Biden to win. Why would we allow that to happen? And this is the chance. Go to protectthevote.com and put in your information, and we are placing people. We're going to give you trainings. We have trainings that we offer several times a week, and we want people in those polling places. I can't be everywhere. I'll be in election court.
I hear you. Linda, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll do this again several times.
Okay. And, you know, Dan, what time does he have to be at work? Because the polls open at 6:30, so maybe he could pull.
Oh, man, 6:30. You don't want to see Dan rolling out at 10 o'clock. Yeah, first of all, you have to provide Gold Bond for his hair and multiple hats to hide that hair.
Since we opened up this door,
I don't need all these high maintenance people. I need people who are willing to just go in and watch the voting.
He's a diva.
I'm not telling anything.
That day. Come on.
Yeah.
So, Linda, right. Where's the moot court debate stand? Yeah. Are we still doing that?
I'm waiting to hear from you guys.
All right.
I mean, But Dom, you're going to be in trouble because you're really getting me angry with this. Now you're talking bad about Elvis. You're talking bad about Notre Dame. I don't think you want to see the wrath of Linda, so you better be afraid.
That's a great debate topic, whether or not Elvis is overrated.
I didn't say that. I said Rudy was. Rudy,
I know,
not
but
Elvis.
Well, Rudy, too. Yeah, that's a great one as well.
Yes. All right. We're working up for you. We got people
gravy.
On this. Thanks, Linda. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.